Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
We were just lamenting in here, because we both have Gmail accounts, about how much pure crap. I would guess, Sam, I'd love to hear your number on this, and I don't think I got yours during the break, but I would bet I'm not saying it's spam, you know, it's this organization or this politician or, you know, this city, this prosecutor, whatever. But I would bet 95% of the emails, 90 to 95% of the emails I get, I don't even look at.
Yeah.
I just delete it. I highlight them all. And like, if there's one from boss, I'll leave that one alone, obviously, because I need to read that. Or if there's one from Sam,
you
which
like
is
boss,
rare.
Like clothing line?
No, boss is in the person who is my employer.
Well, and then you mentioned me separately.
You're also my boss, technically. Yeah. I don't view it that way.
I would say it's about 95%.
Would you say
95%? I also don't use my personal Gmail a whole lot.
I'm using it less and less these days.
Yeah. But, like, work is different because I have the news line come into my work email. So I get, like, 100 emails a day.
Ooh.
But my personal one, I went through a couple of years ago because you know, the way the Google Cloud system works, your email is tied to your drive. It's all tied together.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a lot of stuff in my Google Drive because I came up in my career in the digital age with the option of Google Drive to save my files. Why wouldn't I utilize it, right? And so I've got files from my radio career dating back to college in there. And it got to a point where I couldn't add stuff to my Google Drive because I had too many emails because I never opened my email. So there was like 15,000 random emails in there. And I went through, it took me about 2.5 months, but I went through and deleted every single email. I would just spend like 20 to 30 minutes a day and I would delete a bunch of emails. And then I would unsubscribe to all of the junk ones that I got.
I think that's what upsets me about it is I just want to, pick a cutoff date and go back in time and just say, anything that's before this date, just get it out of my inbox.
Because if you needed it, you would have gone back and and used it or read it or
like if
looked
I need
at
something,
it.
I flag it. And it's starred or whatever you want to call it. But yeah, I'd probably delete 300 emails a day, and most of them are promotions and
300 emails a day?
Mm-hmm. I don't even look at it. I don't even open them and look at it. I just hit.
How much time do you think it takes to go through and just mark, I want to get rid of, I want to delete this without even.
Gmail kind of separates it in tabs. Now I have the app on the phone and on the computer where it'll separate promotions from emails that might actually be relevant to your life. And so on the promotion side, I go into that tab every day and I just delete 50 at a time until it's all gone.
But that's time you're never going to get back.
Well, good thing I'm a multitasker. I'm like Sam watching TV. I'm going to get 6 chores done.
That's right. I would say to take a little bit of extra time and sit down and unsubscribe, and it will save you the headache.
I have been doing that as well.
If it doesn't bother you, it doesn't bother you.
So you might need to help me with this because I keep doing that. I keep hitting unsubscribe, and yet these things keep popping up, and I don't know if it's not taking or not.
There were some where I had to hit that unsubscribe and go through the process like 15 times.
Probably because the Kansas Department of Transportation keeps selling your information.
I know, and they're only getting $100,000 a year. Step it up, people.
The state of Kansas got $1 million. Missouri only got $100,000.
And $100,000 on me alone.
But during the break, Jesse leans back in his chair and he goes, you know, they're really selling my information. That makes me mad.
I want to cut.
He did. He's just
my
like,
info.
He just looks at me and goes, that makes me mad.
Those crazy kids and their information sharing.
The Manhattan DA's office, Manhattan, by the way, New York, announcing today it would retry the man they convicted once before for the 1979 murder of six-year-old Eton Pates. Pedro Hernandez, 64, was convicted in 2017 of kidnapping and murdering Eton, a crime that struck terror into the hearts of parents in New York City and across the nation and stymied the police for decades. He was sentenced to 25 years to life in prison after admitting to the crime in the Soho neighborhood of New York, but in July, a New York federal appeals court overturned that conviction, ruled Hernandez must receive a new trial or be released from custody. The Manhattan DA says, prepare for trial. Quick break. Commander Jesse Reed filling in today for Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott. The news with Dan is coming your way in 2 minutes.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.